When a dog licks our clothes, do we need to clean it? No. This is a mistaken idea people have about dogs, you know. A dog licks you, you know, you have to go wash it seven times, one time with earth. No. This is just if the dog eats or drinks from the vessel you're eating and drinking in, you pour it out, let him finish his drink and eat, and then you clean it seven times, one of the times with earth, right? Clean earth. That's what's required. But a dog licking you does not break your wudu. Patting a dog does not break your wudu. Actually, dogs, you know, though they have become sort of like an evil in Muslim society, you know, people see a dog, and a lot of the Westerners I know would tell me, what's wrong with you Muslims? As soon as we come with our dogs, Muslims are running in all directions. They can't understand it, because of course for them the dog is the man's best friend, right? They sleep with the dog, they put clothes on the dog in winter, and you know, so we are running, you know, but actually we are overreacting. We've become extreme in our dealings with the dog. Because it is very clear in the Quran, you have hunting dogs, you know, you hunt with the dog. The dog goes, when you shoot the bird, the dog goes and gets the bird in his, and brings it back to you. Is he bringing it back in his paws, on his front feet? He's bringing it back in his mouth, and then you're cooking and eating it. So, you know, the point is that the saliva of the dog is what's, you know, harmful. There's harm in it. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said for us to wash it, etc.
How about as a pet?
As a pet. It is okay to keep a dog as a pet, but not in your home. Oh. Not in your home, you know. And really, as a pet, you know, it is preferable that he has a function. If he's a guard dog, you know, he's providing protection for the home. The sheep dog, you know, which herds the sheep or herds the camel, herds the... This is also well recognized in Islam. And you have to treat him right. You know, you can't be kicking him left and right and stoning him, and then you ask him to watch your sheep for you. He's going to eat the sheep. He'll eat the sheep. You know? So,